Welcome back. It's been a little bit since we've been on. Miles, how's it been?
Bad. I got the flu.
That's cringe. Anyways, well, we're here now, and you know what that means. It is time for us to do our favorite thing in the world and debate. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kieran Sandulo. Welcome back to another episode of Versus. I'm always joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. Miles?
Yep.
You've got the flu?
Yeah.
Or you had the flu?
It's lingering, but it's not lingering. It's not contagious anymore, so
well,
we're chilling.
Good.
But, otherwise I wouldn't be here. But
yeah, I mean, it would be a little uncomfortable if you were, actually. I feel like I would be upset.
Yeah, I came back to school yesterday. Missed literally nothing.
Well, missed my show and you missed your show.
Well, yeah, I missed the shows here, but like...
You didn't miss anything for
academic purposes.
Yeah.
I did not miss anything.
No, you were
whatsoever.
In the clear on that.
Like I didn't miss anything.
Missed
at all.
Nothing.
Missed
I do not
three
count.
Days.
I do not count. I am nothing to this man. He would leave me to die on a train track.
Indeed, but yeah, I had a 103 fever for for a solid day and a half.
103.
Yeah, it sucked. It was terrible.
Yeah, I can tell, man. Ooh, that sounds bad.
Yeah. I've never been that sick. No, that's a lie.
Yes, you have.
I've only been that sick before once in my life, and that was when I had my appendicitis. Yeah.
Well, welcome back. Thank you for choosing to be here today so that we could actually do the thing.
Indeed.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bit of a conundrum. We've run out of things to talk about.
Indeed.
We have nothing else to talk about. We've truly debated everything under the sun, or so we think. So today, we're going to do something a little different. And today, we are going to be debating every topic we can find with 1 minute each.
1 minute?
1 minute.
Dude, I don't got enough topics for this. Actually, you do.
So here's how this is going to work. I'm going to set a timer on my phone for 1 minute. After Miles reads our topic off of his phone, we will argue for a minute, and then we will go to the next topic. And then, at the end of the show, we will just have... we'll just decide who won the most topics.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It will be completely fair and unbiased on this decision.
Oh, absolutely.
As per usual. So.
Why is there a whole section about feminism?
So.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening here live, then you'll get to experience what's about to happen in its entirety. And it will be perfect. If you're listening to this through any of our podcast sites on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, any of that stuff, then make sure to rewind a few times and make your own judgments.
Make your own tallies.
Make your own tally on who you think wins. We won't really have a poll for it, but you can certainly come find me and yell at me.
Indeed.
So,
all right.
Without further ado.
I feel like this one's very fitting for the day.
1 minute on the clock.
Should we celebrate Valentine's Day in school? No.
I think yes.
Why do you think yes?
I think that it's really fun. So have you ever had like the elementary school thing where you would make a box and people would just throw candy into it for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's why. Why not?
Because you only do that up to elementary school or up until middle school. You never do it for anything else.
Exactly. It's perfect. It's elementary school and middle school. Nobody's having a relationship in elementary and middle school.
It's people that can't comprehend what Valentine's Day even
Therefore,
means.
It's fine. Why would we not want it in the school? It's just a thing that happens, right? It's just like, hey, give me candy. All right, here you go. That's the end of it.
I think it should just be something that should be celebrated between couples, and they do it themselves, and that's it. No one else has to hear about it.
I think Valentine's Day is funny because of the chocolate.
I mean,
and I think Valentine's Day is cool because it.
No, I'm gonna
because of the chocolate.
I'm gonna scoop up some half price chocolate tomorrow. But
yeah,
but no, it shouldn't be celebrated at schools.
I think it should.
It's dumb.
All right, that's the timer. Next topic. Get
all right,
ready.
All right. I'm not going to the feminist section.
We'll avoid that.
Oh, well, that one's not a yes or no. Well, I guess it kind of is. You can have your own opinion. Which video game console is the best?
Easy. This is the easiest question I've ever had in my life. I'm going to say the Xbox One. No. Xbox 360.
Okay, I was going to say, if you chose the One over the 360, I was about to be angry.
Xbox 360.
No, I'm a Nintendo DS guy.
Why?
Because it's so portable. There's so many.
We're going off of the portability factor. Is that what we're doing?
Well, no, I'm just saying that it does help. I mean, you can take it anywhere. And I don't know. I just really like the DS. All the games on it are bangers.
The
like,
Xbox 360 has Portal. And Portal 2. And Half-Life. And Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
That's why. Simple as that. It's the one console that can actually play those games.
Does it have... Oh, what's that one game that I used to play? Oh, I can't remember it.
It has Peggle.
No, not Peggle.
Xbox 360 is superior because it has Peggle.
But, well, that was...
That's a minute. Yikes. Next topic.
I did not do any arguing there. That was bad.
I win. Next topic. There's going to be Mission Impossible music playing in post, by the way. I'll make sure to put music in post.
Invisibility or teleportation?
Teleportation.
I was going to say, I'm going to go invisibility.
Yeah, teleportation is way easier. Are you kidding me? Well, here's my thing. How does it work? Do I have to have been to the location before, or do I just have to see it?
I don't even think you have to... You probably just have to see it.
If I can see it, teleportation. Easiest thing of all time. Because right. That means that I can just go from, now I'm there. Done. Easiest solution to everything.
But invisibility is so lit.
Invisibility is a villain power, and I will stand by that till the day I die.
No, that I think disagree with.
Teleportation is really funny, because do you imagine how many bank robberies I could get away with?
You know how many bank robberies you could get away with if you're invisible?
Well, no, because then they'd still see things opening.
Wait. Are the things I touch invisible as well?
No. I wouldn't imagine.
If you don't have to be at the place, or if you don't have to have been to the place to teleport, I think I can make things I touch invisible.
Well,
and for
fine.
That, I think that robbing a bank would be a lot easier.
Next topic, we're out of time. Go. Speed.
Speed or Kaisenet? No.
Go.
School uniforms, yes or no?
No. Oh. Done. Next topic.
All right, perfect.
You got it, man. Just go to the next one.
See, still got a touch of the flu. Does playing video games benefit learning? Yes.
Okay. Next topic. Go.
Are there too many school holidays? No.
No.
Oh,
go
my.
Again.
Does turning 18 really mean that you're an adult?
No.
Oh, next my topic. Goodness. Is it more important to win or have fun? Win.
Fun. Okay, here we go. I think that the most important thing is to enjoy yourself while you're doing something. If the goal is to win a thing, but you're not having fun doing that thing, then there's no fulfillment in it.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Listen, I won marching band and drumline stuff so many times. I just hated it so much that it lost all of its allure to me.
Yeah, well, I hate show... No, I'm kidding. I don't hate show choir. I love show choir. But, like... Making it, or I feel, no, it's important to have fun.
Yes.
But in a competitive setting, it's more important to win because that's what people look at. They're like, when you're in the Super Bowl, you're not like, well, at least both teams had fun. No, you're looking at who won the, or.
Oh, no. For the Super Bowl, I'm looking at whether or not I had fun. And the answer is always no, because it's a boring sport to watch. And I will stand by that. That's not our topic, though. Football is boring. And I will not elaborate further on that. We're out of time.
You're wrong, and next I will topic. Also not elaborate on that.
Next. Go.
Is it more important to win or to have fun?
You just said that.
Yeah, I know. Would it be good to be famous? Yes. Or no? No.
I think yes. Well, it depends on... What do you do with your fame? That's the question, though.
That's true. Are you pulling like a yay route?
Like, listen... No. I do not go insane if I'm given an insane amount of money. No, I will. If I ever get really famous, I will not use any more money than I already do. Like, I'll get like
I'll get a daily coffee. I'll buy a game every once in a while. I will live off of pierogies and ramen noodles if I can. Listen, man. I don't care how much money you give me does not matter. I will still be an okay human being. I am not going to exploit people.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why is it bad?
It's bad because I forget the topic. We're going so fast. Hold on. Can I just get 30 seconds?
You can get an extra 30 seconds.
Famous. I'm thinking no, because your whole life is on display. Every single thing that you do was under a microscope. And sure, like, you know, you might have picked it that way and you might have done whatever. Or maybe, you know,
you're out of time. Go. Next topic. Yeah, find it.
Okay.
Find it.
Hold on. Read minds or super strength?
Let's do another
superhero one. No, read minds.
Super strength. You go first this time.
I want to know what everyone's thinking about me. And, like, well, not just about me, just, you know, secrets that people hold. Like, what's my bank account password?
So you want blackmail, basically.
Yes.
I don't want blackmail. I want threats.
No, just be like...
I think the more...
My bank account password is... Unicorn 37.
See, I think super strength, because I would really think... Because look at me. I'm a small man, yeah. Right? I think it would be really funny if the super strength did not change my physical appearance at all, and I just looked as scrawny as I do, and I was suddenly able to just, like, lift a door off its hinges with one hand. And I think that is the funniest thing that a man could ever do.
The sleeper build with super strength?
Yeah, the sleeper build with super strength would go hard. Listen, man. I've got nothing else. I will not elaborate further. Next topic.
All right. Socks with sandals, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Oh, you fool.
Come on. They're so good.
Oh, you fool.
If you want to wear something light on your feet, but it's also a little windy out.
Then just wear thinner shoes.
No such thing as thin shoes.
There are plenty of things as thin shoes. There's also things as light shoes that aren't sandals, and you don't need to wear socks with them.
But socks, I mean, come on. Socks and
sandals.
Well,
here's my question.
There's no bigger power statement than walking into a room and wearing sandals.
What kind of sandals? Velcro strap over the foot? Or flip-flop?
Both.
No. See, if it was just the Velcro strap, I would have given you the benefit of the doubt. But flip-flop with the little piece of rubber betwixt my toes? Absolutely not. No.
Why not?
That is a crime against humanity, and it should never be done again. Time's up. Next topic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are designer labels worth it? No.
No. Next topic.
Oh, dang. I turned off my phone because I was expecting a different answer for some reason. Who has a more difficult job, Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny?
I think Easter Bunny.
No.
No. Well, the Easter Bunny doesn't know what everybody wants. He just has to assume that everybody wants chocolate.
Well, I mean...
And eggs, I guess.
I guess, but I don't know, because Santa has to go all around the world.
Yes.
I mean, just like the Easter Bunny, uh-huh. Give him credit. He has to go all around the world, and the amount of cargo that he has to carry, dude, that's really got to put a number on your back when you're going down the chimney. You've got...
Oh, dude. He shrinks it. Then he goes down the chimney.
Where are you getting this information from?
I just
launched my phone.
This is arcane information divulged from Santa Claus himself.
Oh, he told you?
Yeah. He gets real small, and then he gets real big.
Oh, okay.
Same with the gifts.
I was not aware that was a thing.
That's the lore, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I still...
You got it?
Yes. Still stand on my point, because there's just so much heavy lifting comparatively that Santa has to do. Oh, I gotta lift some chocolate and smegs. No, dude, I gotta lift
Easter Bunny has to hand paint his eggs. Time's up.
I have to lift a bowling ball set.
Time's up, go.
Should video games have loot boxes?
No. Next topic.
Is the amount of entertainment content available today a good thing?
Yes.
I mean, yes and no. I could see the sides for both.
Are we arguing now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, I'll go yes. Because entertainment is such a necessary thing right now. Because everybody needs a distraction.
Yeah.
Because everybody is sad. And we need happy. The only problem with having as much different content as we have now is that every single show and its mother gets canceled half a season in. And it's like the best show of all time. Chaos on Netflix with Jeff Goldblum as Zeus. Greatest show I've ever seen out of Netflix. They canceled it after one season.
Yeah, what, they man? Do that.
Why? I miss when shows had multi-season, like, 40-episode season runs.
Yeah, but I say no because, like, how much is too much? Like, I'm tired of the endless scrolling. I'm going through Netflix. I'm just like, I don't know what to watch. Like, there's too much. Like, it's overwhelming. So I just go up and watch Breaking Bad for the fourth time.
Yeah,
fair. You know? Like, it... And, like, it's... And sure, you're getting bang for your buck, but...
Because it's Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I mean, because it's Breaking Bad, but it's just, like, for everything in general.
Time's up, next topic.
I don't know. Just too much.
Time's up, next topic.
Is the book always better than the movie?
No. Next topic.
Is shopping online better than shopping in person? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. live in big city or small town? Big city.
I say small town.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a city guy. I mean, one, cause I don't have to really drive, you know, cause I don't like driving.
I love driving though.
I hate driving. I don't have my license and I'm almost 18 cause I just don't like it.
Dog, you need to get that.
I know. It's on the list.
It's on the list?
Yes. But now every time I've gone to a big city, I've always just felt like I wanted to be there more than a town. You know what I'm saying?
Small town. Guy who's lived in small town here. Best experience of my life. There's a farmer's market we went to every once in a while. And the parade. Sick. I knew every single person there. Like, genuinely, I could go across town. Like, granted, I was, like, 8. But when I lived in Illinois, I was able to just, like, my family would just take me across town, and then they would see, like, 4 different people from 4 different places that they knew from 4 different things in the same donut shop that didn't know each other. Next topic.
Donut. Oh, crap. I clicked the wrong thing. Eating in or eating out?
Eating out.
I'm gonna say eating in. It's just so much better to be, you know, comfy and cozy in your own home, and you know, just cuddling up with a nice Firehouse sub. You know what I'm saying?
See, I've only eaten at Firehouse Subs once, and I went out to eat at Firehouse Subs.
No, I'll order some Firehouse Subs.
I mean, it's sandwich.
I just like eating in my bed, which I think is really
the here's thing. My thing. Is it really eating out if you're just like going out to get the food and then you're just like eating it on the way home?
No, I don't think that would classify.
Okay, never mind. Eating in. Next topic. It's like, I agree with you now. I have nothing left to say.
Is it better to binge watch a series or watch it weekly? Binge watch.
Binge watch. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. If you put the whole thing out at the same time, I will watch it all at the same time. Like the Fallout show.
Which apparently season 2.
Coming out soon.
And Walter Goggins says it's way better than the first.
And I believe it. Next.
Hold on. Let me find a different list because these kind of stink. Hot dog sandwich.
Yes. Hot dog is a sandwich, and I will stand by that till the day I die. Anybody else wants to debate?
No, I don't care.
Find me.
I don't care about the free debate graphic organizer worksheets for all grade levels.
I
Give me another thing.
Should... That's a dumb question.
Do it.
No, it's stupid.
Ask it. I love stupid.
I mean, should you wash dishes before putting them in the dishwasher? No.
No.
That's what the dishwasher is
for. That's what the dishwasher is for.
Is a straw necessary to drink a beverage? No. No.
I get handed straws with my drinks at restaurants, and then I just ignore it.
Is cereal a soup?
Yes.
No.
Cereal is a soup.
No.
Well, actually, no. I'm trying to think of, like, the ocean in my the metric of, like, the ocean is a soup. Because the ocean contains water, meat, vegetables, and salt.
What?
I don't think cereal
doesn't have that.
Cereal has wheat, which is a plant.
But
milk is a liquid.
No, but cereal by it, you can eat cereal by itself. You can't eat.
Then it's not a soup. And then this topic is done being debated.
I feel like a minute's too short. But on the other hand, I also feel like it's more than a minute is too long.
Yeah, it's fine.
Should homework be abolished?
Yes.
Yes.
Done.
Should college athletes be paid? Yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they put all their time and everything. Yeah. I'm glad that they're doing that now.
Like, that's 100% of their effort.
Are aliens among us?
Among us?
No.
If aliens were listen, the surest sign that aliens are real is the fact that none of them have tried to contact us yet. They don't want to get involved in all this.
Who would win in a fight? A duck-sized horse or a horse-sized duck?
A horse-sized duck.
Horse-sized duck. Easy. Come on now.
I think that would be the funniest thing to see.
If it was like 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. I think a duck-sized horse would also be really funny to see.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But like proportionally an adult horse, but just the size of a duck.
Yeah, I mean, all the dimensions are the same. It's yes. Just shrunk.
It's the same proportions. It's just smaller.
It's like the kids in Cyberpunk where they look really weird.
Yes,
because they're just the adults
just
shrunk
the adults
down.
Shrunk down.
God, that game is so weird.
That's a great game.
It's so good. But it's so
I love
weird.
It.
Should socks have permanent left and right labels? What?
Socks are like able to go on
any feet. I was
going to
say, those are universal.
I almost said socks are pansexual, like they can go anywhere. I was like, that was not the word that I needed to use. Socks are supposed to go on both feet. They don't need labels. Do you have to tattoo L and R on your hands? I don't think so.
Should chocolate be considered a vegetable? Like, what are these questions? Should people be required to do a silly dance before entering a room? Absolutely.
Absolutely? Keep going?
Should people be allowed to wear pajamas at weddings? No.
No. What? No.
Should it be mandatory to wear a funny hat on your birthday?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it should absolutely be mandatory to wear a funny hat on my birthday.
Oh, well, here we go. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
100 duck-sized horses.
Yes, that I would rather fight.
I would just kick them all in the head and I'd win. Come on.
Is it better to have a karaoke competition or a dance-off?
Karaoke.
I'm going to go dance-off.
Dancing is harder. I'm just going to say it right away. Dancing is too hard. It is so hard to be, like, rhythmic. I'm a drummer. I know rhythm and whatnot. I cannot dance for the life of me.
Neither can I unless it's choreographed.
I can't do that.
That's what I've always said about... Like,
choreography is hard.
About me dancing, even though I'm in show choir. Like, I can dance, but only if it's choreographed. Otherwise, I can't dance.
I can't do choreography.
But no, like, for a dance-off, it's just so much more fun for people to put their bodies on the line. Because, I mean, pretty much everyone's a decent singer. I mean, not anything that's going to blow you away. But, like, you're having fun with it. You know, you're a little loose, whatever.
That's
but
why
for
I
a
like
dance-off...
It.
There are so many bad dancers.
Dude, karaoke is so fun, though, because my dad did karaoke while he was on vacation with my mom for their anniversary, and it was the funniest thing I have ever seen, because it was just him leaning into the microphone. I don't remember what song it was, but he basically just being like...
Tequila.
Like, upside, inside, out, living la vida loca. It was so funny. Next.
Is it... At work, is it better to have a designated happy dance time every hour, every
Where
day?
Are you getting these questions?
They really like dancing, apparently.
I see that. Designated happy dance.
I think that is an amazing idea.
Imagine, I think it's great.
No, because imagine you're going through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Not even McDonald's. Imagine a board meeting.
Yes. Imagine it's you're like, sitting gentlemen, there.
Thank you all for coming. Now, if you don't mind me, it is our designated 30-second dance break.
Like just a board meeting about the financial stability of a bankrupt company. Wait, well, a bankrupt, no. Of a failing company, and they're just like...
Gentlemen, dance break.
We can only last another quarter. Let's get up and wiggle.
As you can see, our profit has never been lower. Everybody, please, get a little jiggy with it. Next topic.
We are close to having to declare for bankruptcy, and half of you will be fired.
Get boogie.
Do the Harlem Shake.
Do the Harlem Shake.
Should the office provide free massages for employees during work hours?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's so stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Free massage. It depends on what kind of job.
No,
the
that
only
is stupid.
The only reason you should get a massage during work is if you are quite literally like doing physical manual labor.
Yeah.
If you're sitting hunched over in an office chair and you need a massage, that's your fault.
Would you rather go to the present or...
You got it.
Oh!
Take your time,
Would
man.
You rather go to the past or the future? The past.
Or the future? The future.
The past.
I just need to know if it's still there, man. I just need to know if it's, like, still there, because then maybe I can change things when I come back.
I want to...
Here's the
Stop
thing.
Slavery from happening.
Well, here's the thing. If you go to the past, then you change something. You don't know what's going to happen when you come back. If I go to the future and see what does happen, then I can change what will happen based on what I know already happens.
Yeah. But then it's the same thing.
But it's not. It's different because I actually live in the present, right? If I go back to the past and I change something, the present I come back to is going to be different.
No, but wouldn't you say if you go back in time to the past and you change something, so when you travel back to the past, where you are now is the present. So what you change in the past, which is really the present, changes the present, which is the future. If that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense, because if you're going back to the point in time in which you left, everything will be different if you change something in the past. You change something in the, or if you go to the future, see what does cause the change, then you're just living your life as normal when you come back.
Yeah, but no, but if you're okay, so if you change, it's Back to the Future 2 all over again.
Time is up.
Where he changed stuff in the past or in the present, and it changed things in the future.
The time is up. We must go.
Okay. Should we have a national day where everyone sleeps in an extra 3 hours?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
1,000%.
Yes.
This is the greatest idea I've ever heard
That's
in my entire life.
That's the best plan I've ever heard. Next topic.
Which, like...
I will not elaborate any further. I need freedom.
We don't need to elaborate any further on that one.
We can't.
Oh, it's chocolate. Understand the chocolate vegetable thing. It's chocolate vegetable because it comes from a bean.
No.
Yeah, still no.
It's a product of a bean. It's like, do you call carrot cake a vegetable?
Or coffee?
Or coffee? Is coffee a vegetable? Is tea a vegetable? Tea is leaves.
Should children... Should children be allowed to have a say in school cafeteria menus?
Yes. No.
I think they should have a say, but like they don't dictate what it is.
I think that they should have zero input whatsoever because they would only be eating quesadillas and chicken nuggets.
And you're acting like that's a bad thing?
I would not have been eating healthy had I not had other options. Listen, man. School cafeteria food actually expanded my palate. That's not even a joke.
No, I actually think school cafeteria food's It's actually pretty fire.
School cafeteria food is cracked. It is the best menu because it's consistent. It changes at Avon, at least. It'll change every once in a while, but it's always consistent throughout the week. Because it's like Wednesday, I can immediately tell you that is French toast sticks and potato slices.
No, you ever had a Big Daddy pizza slice?
You mean I have had the deep dish square pizza?
No, it is not what I'm talking about. If you've never had a Big Daddy pizza slice, get
missing
on
out.
That. Get on that. Anyways, that wasn't really a debate.
Next.
Should school have nap times for every grade?
Yes.
No.
I think yes.
I mean, oh my god, that would be amazing. But logistically, no.
I think nap time should be like an optional like thing in study hall where it's just like, yeah, it's a study hall class, but we turn the lights off and give you a blanket. So that if you need a nap, you can take it.
I mean, that would be kind of sick. I'm not going to lie. But
I'm not going to lie. I sleep in study hall.
I mean, who doesn't?
Because, like, I've already... Like, listen. I've done my studying for the day. I know what I need to know now.
Yeah. But, like, if you're smart, if you're a genius, you can already build in nap times. I build in nap times every day.
I don't build in nap times. I have a nap time that is set, and that is period six every day.
I have to, I look around like, is this a convenient time to sleep? We're not really doing anything.
And then you're just like, yeah, right now.
Right now.
Time's up. Next topic.
Is it more fun to be an adult or a child? Oh, I guess we're not adults yet. We can't.
Yeah, child. Just from my experience as
a child, just because I am a child.
Just because I am a child.
Actually, no, I'm a child. I'm not gonna lie, kind of sucks. No, I'm kidding. It's okay. Is it? No, that's a dumb question. Is it better to be permanently cold or hot?
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot is easier to fix, I believe.
No, cold's easier to fix because you just throw on more layers.
Throw on more layers, but if. But hot is easy to fix because you just, like, blast cold air at yourself, right?
Well, yeah, but when are you going to be near an air conditioner 24/7?
Fair enough. But if I'm, like, I would imagine I'm sweating a lot. That's all that excess water weight gone.
That's
now
true.
I can bulk.
That's true. Like, if you're really trying to lose a few LBS, just throw on a jacket and you're good.
Yeah, throw on a jacket while you work. That'll help, actually.
But actually,
I don't know if that's true.
If we're talking permanently, like, for the rest of my life, I think I'd rather be cold and just throw on more layers. But, like, if we're talking, like, right now, like, in this convenient time, I'd rather be hot.
Yeah.
Like, in the short term, I'd rather be hot. In the long term, I'd rather be cold.
Next topic.
Makes sense. What's the superior shower time? In the morning or before bed?
Before bed.
I want to say in the morning. Like, I like before bed. Like, those showers are lit. But... then my hair always looks bad when I wake up, and I have to rush out the door to get to the bus, and, like, I never really have time to do my hair.
My hair right now, this is from a nighttime before bed shower.
Yeah, so was mine. That's why I'm wearing my hood.
See, my hair is just naturally curly when it gets wet, so I just, like, accept it.
But, like, in the morning, like, it wakes me up for the day, like...
Not for me.
Really?
No. I turn the water on warm, and then I forget.
No, like on the bus on the way here and back, I take a nap between Plainfield and here. And whenever I take a shower in the morning, I can't do it because I'm awake. Like it's like on one hand it sucks because I enjoy those naps. But on the other hand, it's nice. I think we got time for one more.
We have time for one more. That's the end of that. Send it. Next question. Go.
Morning person or night owl?
Night owl.
Yeah.
Night owl. One more.
Is it better to never have to sleep or never have to eat?
Never have to sleep.
Never have to eat.
If I could go the rest of my life never having to sleep, but being able to sleep, oh, dude. Oh, I could get so much work done. Are you kidding me?
I
don't like to think I'm a workaholic, but when it's personal work, like writing or like doing music and whatnot, Dude, I could stay up all night making a song and then wake up in the morning and it's banger.
If I'm playing God of War, I can stay up for... Dude, I just got into God of War. I've tried playing it like 6 times. I haven't gotten into it.
You finally did?
Finally, it just, for some reason...
Never clicked?
It just grabbed me this time.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, such a fire game. And now
it
I'm
is
playing,
so good.
And now I'm playing Ragnarok and it's even more fire. Off topic. What was the question?
Morning person, night owl. And I said night owl.
Or no, they never have to sleep.
Oh, yeah, never have to sleep. And I said I didn't want to sleep.
No, I would... I just don't... Like, I like eating, but I don't know. I think I'd eat sometimes for pleasure.
Does never have to eat insinuate that you will never gain and or lose weight?
Yeah, probably.
Still sleep, honestly.
I think I go eat. Like, because if I don't have to eat, but I can eat... Then that's cool. Then yeah. I can just have a little indulgement every now and then. But otherwise, food doesn't take out a lot of my day. Oh, wait.
Time's up. We have one more. Go ahead.
So this one I thought was really funny. Are women more complicated than men?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Versus. I have been Kieran Sandulo, as always, joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. Thank you for listening.
Bye. Don't get the flu.
We'll see you next week.